Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Well, look at you. Look at you. Right? Just breathe in. Just do it. I'm going to start over again. Ready? Just do it. So what? Okay, ready? In. Ow. Some people might say, well, why are you taking for granted we're stressed out? You don't have to do that when you're stressed out. It's a good thing to do when you're stressed out. It's good to do just to reset yourself. Don't fucking make me upset. If you don't do my breathing exercises, I'm going to find out. All right, today is the show that they did without me. I love these shows because I've never... I didn't hear this one yet. I'm hearing it just like you, Friday morning. So I'll be just as curious to see, what did they do without me? Bum, bum, bum. So that's it. And then I'm back next week. I can't wait. I honestly miss the F out of it. Sure, I don't curse anymore. And it's Eddie Pepitone. And can I tell you something? I'm giddy with excitement. It's going to be a fun show. Alrighty. This opening is going to be short because, you know, I'm going to keep it short. So enjoy the show, and I'll see you next week. Bye. You know what Aristotle never did? Remember he was going to interrupt the show and do a show with his friend? No, maybe he'll have to do it next week. All right, everybody. Bye. You're great.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Todd. What's everyone doing without me there? Is everybody sitting in their right seat? Is there a candle lit?
Troy, switch with me.
Are the lights low?
Oh, I got it.
I'm having so much fun on the road. Every night, two tour buses.
Ooh.
Wow. Look at me.
Wow.
What's driving through a hole in the ozone layer?
Oh, my God.
I'm Todd Glass, and I love pollution. How many wheels are too many wheels? Honk, honk,
so
honk,
much
honk.
Money just to drive.
The wheels on both buses go round and round.
Mm.
I want to come home so bad. Please, somebody, help. Remember the most important part tonight. Eric is running the ship. So let's show him a little respect.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, he's a little nervous. You know, it's probably thinking, oh, my God, Todd's job's a lot harder than I thought. So let's show him a little respect. Don't everybody think, oh, Todd's gone. We all can just do whatever we want. No.
Eric's wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Second in charge of Aristotle. And after that, it's equal. Have fun.
Troy.
There you go. May the good Lord have mercy on your soul. Goodbye, everybody. I love you.
All right, guys. You heard him. I'm in charge of the Todd Glass Show.
Woo!
Yeah!
What?
What?
Oh, man. Come on.
We need to get
it's only been like a minute.
You were just hitting your stride.
That is fucking bullshit.
We didn't even get to do fucking the cold open.
Are we allowed to swear on here?
Aristotle, you worked that out with Chris Hardwick. We can go?
Yes.
All right, great.
Cool.
I just talked to him. We went up to the headquarters atop the Hollywood sign.
Mm-hmm.
Where that's where Chris Hardwick.
Which letter does he live in, by the way? The H, probably, I would imagine.
He sits in the O.
Really?
He sits in it like it's a swing, but it never moves.
Which one? The first one.
Yeah, of course the first one.
God.
Eric, do you want to explain exactly what's going on here with this particular podcast?
That's Jimmy Pardo?
Well, no, wait, what?
You sound exactly like Jimmy Pardo.
Oh, I often that's Paul Reiser.
Oh, I like that. Troy, I think you have a great
Paul
voice.
Paul Reiser does an impression of Jimmy Pardo.
Paul Reiser is a great Jimmy Pardo.
Wow.
No, do you want to tell people what's happening? Because I feel like there's listeners, tuning in and... Mm-hmm. You know, they just got done with Marin, and now they're listening in. And they're
that's
like,
right.
Hey, what's happening with why is Todd not doing
that? Todd
intro?
Glass is on tour with Daniel Tosh.
Sure. He's never coming back.
It's a 30-day tour. He left with enough podcast to almost get by, but not quite.
Right. Yeah.
That's why we're here now. So he asked me to host the show.
Oh, wow. Come on.
That's fucking...
I thought you were doing great.
I did too. I mean, we just started. He didn't give us time to find out.
God damn it.
That's bullshit. So, we're here with Duncan Carey's here.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Duncan on the Todd Glass Show. It's Duncan. He's on Twitter, you know. At Duncan Carey, spelled with three R's. Just keep Duncan
Duncan is on the board today.
That's right.
Nice. Wow. Very nice.
Aristotle's here.
Me.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Outstanding.
Here it comes.
It'll get here in a second.
Jet ski.
Almost there.
Aristotle, Aristotle. Aristotle, Aristotle, Aristotle.
Oh, yeah, I know Aristotle.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, Aristotle, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, first there was Katie, and then Katie had a lot of work.
Who the hell is Katie?
I heard he sits behind glass.
Right.
Is that true that he sits behind glass? I guess he's
he
like
better.
A little producer.
No, he's a professional guy, so I would imagine he sits behind glass.
Is it true people are writing to the show asking about Katie coming back, like requesting Katie to come back and run the podcast?
Is that true?
Great question. Great question.
If they are,
catch me at that.
Catch me if you can. Now in theaters. Whose voice was that who just asked that great question?
That was Troy Conrad.
Welcome to the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. Rated number
one. He's doing his
podcast
right now with
the Podcasters Association.
Guess Todd's not even here, so now he just strikes.
Welcome to the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. We are actually taking over the Todd Glass Show. For the entire show. So this mini podcast is going to be a very extended podcast. For mini podcast, it's going to be the longest mini podcast I've ever done. I have great guests today. My first guest that's right here, right in front of me, is Eric Olson.
Oh,
Eric.
Hey, how are you?
Eric, very good. I have a question for you. Why do you think it is that we are so resistant to admitting our own mistakes in life?
I'll tell you after my song plays.
The ending of the podcast.
Oh,
I was cueing you for the outro of the
I forgot to add that
Troy Conrad. All right, that's okay.
Well, maybe it's not ready to end.
It is supposed to be an extended podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a false ending.
Mm-hmm.
Got you.
False ending.
Got you.
That's a podcast term, by the way. False ending.
Yeah, you guys thought that was a real ending.
Yeah.
It was a false ending.
It was a false ending.
For everybody listening, I was giving a visual cue for a long period of time.
I'm so conflicted right now, though, because that's the kind of thing that we would edit out usually. Do I edit it out?
Yeah, that is a tough one.
Oh,
I feel like
God.
That should be edited.
What would Todd do? WWTD.
I feel like Todd would say edit it, and then it doesn't, in the end, he says no.
Let's go with that.
Let's edit it back in.
Let's edit it back. All right, so
let's edit it out, but then edit it back in.
Aristotle edited it back, edited it out, and now we edit it back in.
I definitely took
in.
The time to edit it out.
Right.
Okay, then great. I put it back in.
By the way,
in.
One thing that, did you know that one thing people can't say is Ed had edited it?
Ed
three
had
times?
Edited it. Ed oh, yeah, that's too much.
Ed had edited it. Ed had edited it.
Wait, let me try it. Fuck, I can't do it.
Can't do it.
Leather, yellow leather.
Our sponsor is Nerdist. We thank you for listening, and we welcome you to go to...
What? Come on.
But you're sponsoring us.
Damn it.
What if a guy like tried to do a tongue twister that wasn't a tongue twister, where there's like, my son is left-handed. My son is left-handed. My son is like, yeah, I don't think that's hard to say.
It's not really that difficult.
This has been the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. You've now fulfilled your daily requirement for podcasts, and you can turn off the main podcast you have been listening to.
Big shout, and Joe McKenzie.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks,
everybody,
Joe.
Go... To Joe McKenzie has a YouTube channel where he uploads all the jingles he does for the Todd Glass Show.
Oh, I didn't awesome. Know
yeah, I don't
I
think
know
anybody knows that he does that.
Yeah, it's so, the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, it's if you like all the
that.
Jingles, find
sub it, everybody.
Joe McKenzie on the YouTube channel.
And follow him on Twitter.
Who
and,
else are we introing today?
And then that great joke at the very end of the Troy Conrad mini podcast is brought to you by Blake Wexler.
Yay.
Blake Wexler! Blake Wexler! Blake Wexler.
Oh yeah, Blake Wexler. I know Blake Wexler.
Oh yeah,
let it play. Let it play.
I enjoy that. I feel like if you watch the YouTube video, it should be like just different headshots of Blake.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
Joe. It changed with every beat,
and they're not going to be recent ones.
No, it should not be recent ones. It should be like a whole like since you started in the business.
Right.
See if Joe McKenzie does that for his YouTube channel.
I would love that.
The Blake Wexler video be there or not?
People call him Mr. Bo Jingles, Mr. Joe Jingles.
Let's. Do this. Let's start the show, yeah?
Okay, we'll start the show.
Why not?
I feel like that's something that's never been said in the first hour of the show.
Right, right. Yeah, we might as well start, I guess. Yeah.
This is the Todd Glass Show. The Todd
Eric is
Glass
dancing
Show.
In the studio.
Yes,
that's right.
Gotten up, Show. And he's doing somersaults.
Over there,
there are breadsticks
Aristotle.
Everywhere.
Oh, Aristotle.
He's the producer.
Oh, he is. Salty, garlicky, delicious breadsticks.
That sounds so good.
Show, and he is a real producer. Aristotle sits behind a glass wall.
That's true.
And there is Eric Olson. Eric
oh,
Olson.
Eric oh,
Olson.
Yeah.
Eric Olson paid me to say his name a
I don't
lot.
Think that's true.
Let's say shalom to Jingle Joe. He lives up in Portland, so he's not with us in the studio, but he does all the music for the Todd Glass Show. Why won't Joe move down here? That's none of your goddamn business. Then there is John Brand Wagner.
He not couldn't here. Make it. But Blake Wexler and Troy Conrad are here.
Wow,
gotta
nice
mention
timing.
Duncan Carey does a bit of everything.
Hey, I just
so
did
I'm
that.
Yeah.
Mention Duncan Carey once more. Let us not forget good old Johnny Colorado,
Johnny Colorado.
Does the intros and the outros. If we're
he's
lucky,
dancing
he'll
all
the
room. It's
just
a puppet.
And his trumpet, get on up, dance around on the Todd Glass Show. Oi!
Right now, Honey Bear the dog is in here, and she's
she does
attack.
Not like Johnny
she's
Colorado.
She's about to attack
she's
the Johnny
Colorado
thing.
Oh yeah, he has moments to live. Johnny,
no, no,
Col-
okay,
that puppet's
Johnny.
Beating heart is about to stop.
By the way, kudos. This is a very jingle-heavy show. I like.
Play Honey Bear's jingle.
No, woof, woof, bark, 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 woof, 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 bark, bark, bones and peanut butter, hoofs and
a cute dog,
pig ears and dog treats,
and I like to pet her,
bones
and bones, dry food, and then there's, do dogs eat wet food?
Wet food? Yeah, I think they prefer it.
Oh, do they?
They do tend to prefer wet food.
Interesting.
Is it
well, now you know.
Wait.
Well, I have a pocket full of wet food, not in a container.
I had to give her a treat.
Yeah. I didn't know she was going to be here. What a lucky scenario.
That worked out.
Yeah.
We have fun.
I wasn't sure about hosting this, and then I remembered.
Well, I guess it's official. Yes. We're now on Facebook. I really wasn't sure about this at the start. But then a friend of mine said something that just made all kinds of sense. She said, think of it more as a conversation.
Yeah, see, that's what got me to.
I like that.
I like that,
too. But I'm already finding out on my own. So it's wiping the walls out between you and me, and I really like that. It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case, hotel room. When I think about things I want to post.
Oh, my God.
I want to post cool
stuff. William O'Reilly.
Stuff, neat stuff. But most of the stuff I'm going to post is going to be raw stuff like this. This is just who I am.
Oh, my God, this is so funny.
So if this is truly a conversation, then I say let the conversation begin.
Oh, my God.
I can see why you want to do it now.
That's some classic Garth Brooks right there.
My skin is crawling.
How long ago was this?
Have you ever, a couple years ago?
Wasn't it last year?
Probably like 2 or 3 years ago.
Really?
Maybe. Wow. It was for his Facebook page, but go find him on Twitter, too. It's just
so great.
Amazing. Anyone who's ever listened to that can file a sexual harassment suit. Like, that is...
Exactly. You've experienced trauma.
Right. That's true.
Well, especially, I really like that. Is that the way the ad that he holds? Ugh.
Disgusting.
Let the conversation begin.
or in my case, a hotel room.
Well, you really have to step on the hotel room like it's a big deal. Like, you know, just right. hanging out or, you know, at my hotel room. Like, just really shouts it. Like, what's that about?
He doesn't have a house, I think, is the issue. He just lives in hotel rooms.
He doesn't realize how much he's worth.
Right.
Like, this is all you can afford, Garth.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, what happened? How weird and extra creepy does it sound when he records it from his bus? You know? Like, or in my case, my bus. Like, he's going to shout that.
Maybe we should listen to it again just to, like, really dissect it, you know, like, and really soak it in.
This time, pretend when he says my hotel, that just change it with my motel, and then it becomes even more creepy.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, I guess it's official. We're now on Facebook. I really wasn't sure about this at the start. But then a friend of mine said something that just made all kinds of sense. She said, think of it more as a conversation. I like that.
Oh.
But I'm already finding out on my own. So it's wiping the walls out between you and me, and I really like that. It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case, the hotel room.
The motel room.
When I think about things I want to post cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff.
Yeah.
But most of the stuff I'm going to post is going to be raw stuff like this. This is just who I am. So if this is truly a conversation, then I say let the conversation begin.
I got a new game.
Yeah.
How many Twitter followers do you think Garth Brooks has?
I'm going to miss the slick stuff, by the way.
The raw stuff?
Yeah, the raw stuff, I think we got our fulfillment. But the slick stuff.
John, can we play it again, but then stop the audio for good when he says, in my case, and then I'll fill in the blank?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right, let's see how this is going to be.
Wait a minute,
more
who is
than
this?
What I've said before.
Welcome to the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast, rated number one mini podcast by the Podcasters Association of America.
That's 3 years in a row. I'm number one. All right, so
here we go
with a sound bite. I'll just fill it. It's going to be a quick bit. Go ahead.
Well, I guess it's official. We're now on Facebook. I really wasn't sure about this at the start. But then a friend of mine said something that just made all kinds of sense. She said, think of it more as a conversation. I like that. But I'm already finding out on my own. So it's wiping the walls out between you and me, and I really like that. It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case...
My van with no windows. You know, the thing about these high school girls is, I get older... They stay the same age.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
This has been the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. You have now fulfilled your daily requirement for podcasts, and you can turn off the main podcast listening to.
I feel like people might be tuning out now because of that.
No, absolutely not.
I'm telling people to tune out because they've... And by the way, that's the suit.
God damn it.
Nerdist.com.
Squeeps.
You said you wanted to do a game?
We have a game?
The game was, how many Twitter followers does Garth Brooks have?
All right. Oh,
oh, nice Sting.
Do we have an intro for this?
How many Twitter followers does Sting have?
Oh, wait. Oh,
the
yeah.
The wrestler.
Oh, we were going to do how many... what was the game again? How many Twitter followers Garth
does
Brooks
Garth
has?
Brooks have?
How many Twitter followers does Garth Brooks
well,
have?
Well, no, I mean... this is kind of a coincidence, but I actually asked for a jingle made specifically for this game.
Holy
oh,
shit.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even
I
know where
to No, I know it's kind of ironic,
know?
But.
That's so specific.
All right, play it.
Wow. Asking you shower, see
yeah,
if I guess.
There you go. here it is.
This next bit is about a guy who does something.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then somebody does something oh. else, and then something else
yeah.
happens.
Think of it as a conversation.
That is specific.
Does something else, and then something else happens. And everybody laugh, 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 laugh.
That's true.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's perfect. Great.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
glad
no,
you had
it says,
that.
Serendipitous.
Great.
I believe is the word.
That is the word.
All right. Let's begin the game. Duncan, would you like to guess first?
What if Eric just hit a timer? It's like, wait, yeah, why are we timing this game?
Go.
Duncan, you have 5 seconds. It begins now.
I'm going to say 1.64 million.
Ooh. Ooh.
Nice. Nice pick.
Okay. This is Troy. I'm going to go with 1.12 million.
Ooh.
These are some very specific guesses you guys both have.
Okay. May I give a quick analysis? Because it's
sure.
like Garth Brooks, incredibly famous person.
Talented too.
Of course, very, very talented. And he has a great Facebook account. So we're not talking about Facebook. Uh-huh. We're talking about... but
Twitter.
Also, it's like, oh, I don't care to hear... like, do people care what he has to tweet and do his fans... follow him on Twitter. Do they know what Twitter is? So I'm going to go 2.3 million.
Ooh.
Off fame alone.
That's bold. Wow.
That's fame.
I was going to go 3.3.
Whoa.
Fuck.
Whoa.
Wow. You are all way off.
Okay. What is it?
980,000.
Closer.
Oh, is it 61,000?
Yeah, you're getting closer.
He's
61,000.
Oh my god.
Closer?
Okay,
he's not verified.
Yes, that is closer.
Let's do one more guess. It has to be under a million.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. Do we
let's
want
say it has to be under 900,000?
Hold on.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. I got another jingle.
No shit.
It was about all of us being so far off in the first round that we would have to do a
oh,
second
yeah.
round.
If
question.
You have that, then play it.
No, I know it's so
weird. It's so weird,
weird
that you'd have it.
But
that is unlikely.
Just listen and you
doubt
tell
it,
me.
But play
yeah.
it.
This next bit is about a guy who does something.
There it is.
And then somebody does something else, and then something else happens. And then somebody does something else, and then something else happens. And everybody laugh, 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 laugh.
That's good.
I enjoyed that.
Oh, what the hell is
that?
Is that Aristotle's laugh?
No, that's our neighbor.
We have a neighbor.
Oh, what?
He comes yeah. by and listens to the podcast. He just
well, he lives
it.
Across the street. He just moved in.
His name's Ricky.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
Ricky.
Cool,
so,
cool. And he likes the podcast.
And he just sets on
yeah.
the side.
Divorced and retired.
Oh,
so
sure. Okay.
Really
okay.
He's doing great.
So he comes
oh,
over
nice.
Every time we do
that's
this.
Very nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah,
oh.
when he like loves stuff, he just really laughs super hard, and you notice him all of a sudden.
Right. And by the way,
he's in a good mood.
Mm-hmm. This is not my podcast, so we don't. You don't invite him in. You've never invited him in.
Oh, we don't tell him to leave.
Oh, right,
Blake.
You know that's almost nicer. Yeah, you let him do it on his own terms. By the way, everyone's doing a great job right now, and everyone's
thank
doing
you.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank
yeah.
you.
That's very nice.
Of
can
course.
We play a game where we guess how many Twitter followers Chris Gaines has? Is that possible?
Oh, you think he has one?
The alter ego of Garth Brooks, yeah.
Oh, if,
I mean, does he have it? If
I'm
not,
changing my hand.
We should start
right
a Twitter.
Thing?
If well, he wait. Does not already have one.
He has more.
So
oh, wait, we never got
we
the
need
answer.
Round two. Yeah, we need to do round two.
Yeah,
Garth
let's
Brooks,
do.
And then we'll do Chris
yeah,
Gaines.
Yeah, we need
round
two.
Ooh, I like that.
And this has to be a specific number, by the way, to the thousands.
to like, the thousand,
right? To the thousand. So I'm gonna guess. 807,600.
Wow.
For Chris Gaines?
No. For
no,
Garth.
That's
we didn't
Garth.
Figure out Garth
for,
yet.
Chris Gaines is under 10,000.
Chris Gaines is doing pretty good for himself.
I think Chris Matthews.
Chris might have more than Garth.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be weird.
Who guessed? Set round
oh,
two.
Troy just guessed.
Troy said,
"I just guessed."
What was
wait,
it?
Quick
I
question,
do not remember.
Though, is this like a verified?
I wouldn't have remembered that either.
I think 807.
It is verified. And I think, if I'm right, his staff runs his account, or somebody does.
Oh, somebody so posts a cool stuff.
Because it's not a bunch of creepy
from a hotel,
like Obama
from a van.
Except Garth has a specific signature at the end of the tweet to know that it's from him.
Oh, and God, that feeling when you like see that signature, you feel on top of the fucking world.
Yeah. If it says G at the end, that's from Garth.
Is that true?
I like that.
And then
that's
if it's not,
that's pretty. That's raw.
That's raw. Yeah.
That's that raw.
Those
shit.
Those are the raw tweets.
Oh, and then when I see that, I think of it more as a conversation.
I wonder if it like sometimes it has a C at the end. It's like from Chris Gaines, from his alter ego. Like sometimes like takes over his Twitter account. Like that personality just takes over.
Those are the late night tweets.
Right. Yeah. He gets really drunk and turns into Chris Gaines. Oh, sorry about the sexual harassment stuff. I was Chris.
I just dropped my dick in some dirt. Right. What does that mean?
Guys, that was Chris Gaines.
Yeah, that was Chris Gaines. It wasn't me.
Like, he invented that just to get out of Twitter problems.
Right.
He may be the most brilliant man that's ever lived.
Before Twitter was invented, he knew he was going to run into an issue.
Before there was even the internet, he started.
21,000.
Guy has insight.
You went with 21,000.
Duncan went from 1.6 million to 21,000.
Oh, that's impossible.
Swinging for the fences.
That's a guy who adapts to the times.
Blake?
I'm going to go 890,000.
Ooh.
Did that make sense? Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's going to be hot.
That's a little. Well, that's less than yours.
No, it's more.
No, mine was 807.
What did you say?
I think 807 or 300.
I said
807. I said 89. Did I?
Okay.
Aristotle. 890, you said.
Right.
Just because of the way you're saying it, I'm going to guess 15,000.
Okay, well, you're all way off again. Should we do round three?
Fuck.
No.
I don't know if
absolutely
I can.
What
not.
Is it?
I don't know if I can take this many losses in a row.
I don't think we're going to guess
my
it.
Ego's being hurt.
Yeah. No, tell. Where
Garth
are you?
Garth Brooks.
Now? Okay.
Verified Twitter account.
Has.
314,200 followers.
Wow.
That is low for the man who was the number one musician in the United States.
For about a decade.
For 100 years.
Yeah.
Hey, if I had that many followers, I wouldn't complain.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Garth Brooks.
How many does Wayne Newton have?
Oh.
Oh, God.
Are we really going to do this?
But also, he doesn't
I'll just
tweet.
Tell you how many he has. How about that?
Or let's play. Tell us how many Twitter followers.
How many do you have right now?
I love
she's
that
up to
game.
400. I bet she's up to 400 right now.
400,000?
Yeah.
Oh, you're way off.
No, Wayne Newton?
Really?
He's probably like 20,000.
I'm going to say 1.2 million.
Oh, no, Wayne Newton? I say 88,000.
Oh, wow. Blake?
I'm too afraid to guess. Go on.
I guess really low. Like
really?
Ridiculously low.
12,000.
Wayne
like
Newton?
Even absurdly low.
Ew.
7,000? 8,000. I went up.
60.
He's got
60 followers.
5,833.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Hey, if I had that many followers, I wouldn't complain.
Maybe.
Hit it! For the show. Be together, hit
it out. That's incredible. I would like to encourage people, by the way, because I'm
Wayne
very
Newton.
Close to Wayne. I'd like people to encourage. I'd like to encourage people to follow Troy Conrad on Twitter. Because,
right.
Because
you know Wayne.
Probably just
if you,
right,
facilitate
if you go and subscribe right now.
subscribe.
Please subscribe to my Twitter, everybody. No. Don't follow me. Don't follow me on Twitter.
No, that's not
subscribe
enough.
To my Twitter's RSS feed.
Got it.
And I will be catching up to Wayne Newton probably by the end of May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they can check in to see what Wayne Newton's up to.
Well, it's what Wayne would want.
Your account.
It's what Wayne wanted. By the way, his RSS feed, not even close to mine.
No.
It's not, by the way, people still do RSS feeds.
It's not neat stuff. It's not slick stuff. It's definitely
see,
not raw.
I don't think that Wayne really looks at it like it's a conversation, though. I think
that's a problem.
Probably,
he's got too many walls.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of walls, man. He's hard to. Yeah. He's.
I mean, there's two in the van. The ceiling is just an up wall.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
He's a hard man to know.
Can I be totally honest with you too, George Carlin, and this is very embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
When you first played that clip, I thought that was Bill O'Reilly. The clip that you were playing. He falls through the ceiling.
I bet that you thought that
it
was
place to live now.
This clip. Where'd my note
That's
go?
Tomorrow. And that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know what.
Were you thinking of this?
Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. So, I don't know what that is.
So
I've never
seen
George
that. Carlin, I did not think it was this, but I thought it was his voice.
Sting, yeah.
But okay, this is the best clip. It just shows
I
how
can't
likeable.
Read it. There's no words on it.
Okay.
I'd like to.
Sure.
There's no.
Work with this guy? Me
I
too.
I'd like to. I'd like to. If we could all justify what's happening so that he sounds like a sane person.
Like, oh, okay.
Like, what's happening?
There's no words on the prompter. How is he supposed to know what to say?
Yeah, play us out. What does that mean?
Yeah. How is he just supposed to know what that means? Who wrote this shit is what I want.
First of all,
know.
His wife has a gun to her head, and that's why he's so angry.
And then
so,
somebody
like,
just made a picture of a dick and balls on the prompter.
Right. Yeah. Right.
He's not even getting paid for this.
Right.
And by the way, the dick says Bill, the left ball says O, and the right ball says Riley.
That's tomorrow. And that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never
Yeah, what is that?
It's hieroglyphics. It was hieroglyphics.
It was hieroglyphics.
The Egyptian bullshit.
But we got an interpreter to come in and read it, and it says, fuck you.
Right.
That's
right.
Like,
that's tomorrow.
That?
And that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but...
What's he supposed to do with the Sting?
Oh, no, yeah. Sting the wrestler was going to come in and take his job.
Oh,
yeah,
why he's angry.
Right, that's why he's angry.
Oh, yeah,
it's job security.
I really think, like, in listening to this just now, that he's actually, like, not able to interpret... He thinks Sting is a verb when he sees it. Oh. I think that's what's happening.
Yeah,
I've never
danger.
Realized that before.
Yeah, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
No, there's no nouns, you think.
Right. Right, it's nouns.
He thinks nouns are words.
Right.
He doesn't
right.
know the two terms.
Good evening.
Hey, sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
Sting is going to do, it's a video, Sting video.
Oh, like Sting and the Police.
What?
Oh, maybe that's what he thought it was.
Right.
He thinks Sting. He really did. I think that he didn't understand Sting.
it is the word weird. Sting. Whatever it is, whatever he thinks it is.
Right.
That's the issue. You're
but,
right.
I, mean,
it's
I really
there.
Do.
When you hear Sting play us out, like I immediately
Wait,
think,
can you?
Oh, Sting.
Roxanne.
Yeah. Like, oh, something called Sting was going to play us out. Oh, you know, like that bassist that everyone knows who's been alive in the last 10 years.
Right. 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 Or Jerry Seinfeld's character in that insect movie?
Yeah. Thank you.
What is
for credits?
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah. Can we pause it right there? This is more proof that he didn't understand Sing. He also doesn't know what play us out means. I think 100% of people, even that are not in show business, know what play us out means.
You know, it's an older clip. Is probably he's only like 15 years into his career. Why would you know what those words mean?
He's only a television broadcaster.
What do you mean play us
I'm
out?
I'm so glad that this conversation turned that way because I didn't like it when we were defending him.
No, it's really I've always found it fun to defend the obviously insane because we've already made up our minds. Like
just,
it's so clear.
It
like
just
we know.
Still
there's, like,
felt gross to me.
Right? No, I know. But there's always fun in that for me to like justify someone who's absolutely we know is categorically insane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Did Bill O'Reilly?
Okay, we're gonna be able to do that.
Okay,
I got a great one.
Okay,
but do you want to finish this one?
Yes.
I mean, I don't think this is insane yet. It just seems like he's a
little... Well, yeah, we haven't even...
He just sounds a little, like, off his... You know, like he had a bad
just
day.
A little
whatever.
Perturbed.
Yeah. I'm sure it ends...
He's been doing this for 10 years, and he doesn't know what play us out is yet.
Yeah, I'm sure he's just a little frustrated, and it ends nicely.
He stays on the rails. We'll
right. For sure.
Yeah.
All right, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is a...
Again.
Clearly, it's his fault right now. Yeah,
of course.
That's tomorrow. And that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a. I can't do it.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
I think they already agreed.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Right.
Fucking thing sucks.
In.
He's talking about words right now.
3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Was.
It was Sting.
Oh, that's why he was mad. Oh, now I don't feel so guilty.
Well, no, I actually kind of get it now.
And he doesn't know Play Us Out, but he says cut off his new album. Like, he calls a song a cut.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know Play Us Out, but yeah, but cut off the new album. Cut.
Right.
Yeah,
what are like, the slang terms that he knows?
Oh, yeah, you got the cans on? What's a microphone?
Yeah.
What's a microphone?
Right.
It's like, well, no,
he doesn't know these slangs, but he knows all of the racist lines.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yes, he does.
What a dick.
But anyway, I think the news media is really going to piss him. And there will be a gaping hole in knowledge.
Run from the bit. Run from the bit.
Run from the bit. Run away from it.
Run from the bit.
You got me running from the bit. Far away from it, from the bit. Run from the bit.
Okay, are we going to be able to do this with his idea for to justify a completely insane person?
Oh, yeah, and this one's better because as far as I know, well, who knows anymore because of the internet, but as far as I know, this guy hasn't done anything awful.
Okay, but you know what? Blake and I will play the lawyers for the guy.
Ooh,
okay.
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
That's great.
Whoever it is. We don't know
Wait,
what
and
it
before
is.
We hear it, do you want to be defense or prosecution?
No, we're both defense.
Oh,
we
we're
have
both
to
defense.
Both defend
oh, I like
and
that.
Insane
right, cool.
whoever it is.
Okay, cool.
Because this is that, was that work based on who this is?
And if it doesn't, we'll find a clue.
We'll make okay, a way to, we'll make it work.
Because, yeah, this is just pure frustration. This isn't like getting mad at someone else. This is getting mad at yourself because doing anything live is tough. And this was actual footage of.
And the only reason we had that Bill O'Reilly clip is because I heard him play this earlier when we were getting ready for the
show. Is that true?
Okay, now I'm nervous about defending this person. Eric, you're going to interview us, the lawyers.
Okay.
So that's a part of being a lawyer is that you got to sometimes defend someone that you don't agree with.
Right.
Okay. Let's do it.
Sorry.
The Winnebago Concepts and Engineering Departments have developed a multifunctional bathroom. Privacy, I don't even know what the fuck I'm reading. I wonder what the fuck the real dialogue is. What the fuck is this thing? All of the windshield, for fuck's sake. Oh, fuck. What the fuck did I say?
Okay, pause it. All right. How could you defend your client that's not professional?
Right.
Well, first of all, can you remind us of the client's name? We have a lot of dossiers in front of us.
Of course. We're very busy.
Mr.
Winnebago.
Winnebago man.
We're public we're public defendants, and we work as a team.
Yeah.
So there's.
Well, you don't know your client, Winnebago man?
Yeah. We make $300 a year.
So, yeah. So, and look, you know what? It's good money because we enjoy what we do, and I feel like with my client, Mr. Man, he's had a lot of tough times,
sure.
And you know, can we play the clip again? Because I'm going to say that he's actually not done anything
wrong.
Well,
it's true, yeah. Because it is true though that this was.
You don't think that this is fireable offense?
Yeah, because
absolutely not.
He was making a company wide video, a VHS tape that was going to be sent around the company, kind of explaining the new line of Winnebagos, and this is what he chose to do on the raw footage. Thankfully, the editorial team was able to chop it up.
My associate, Troy Rothstein, is correct in that he did not do anything wrong. So play it.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
Right.
And my name's still Blake Wexler. That's a lawyer's name.
Keeps his name. Kept his name.
The Winnebago Concepts and Engineering Departments have developed a multifunctional bathroom. Privacy, I don't even know what the fuck I'm reading. I wonder what the fuck the real dialogue is. What the fuck is this thing? All of the windshield, for fuck's sake. Oh, fuck. What the fuck did I say? That didn't sound for shit, did it? Trying to give these guys everything they can get to me. That's it. Fuck it.
Okay, let me just tell
fuck?
You
sure.
About my client. Because what he's saying there is, you know, we all get very uptight about getting the specifics wrong or right on a product, and it really doesn't matter. If your product is really fucking great, then you go with that, you know? What the fuck is a windshield when you think about it?
Thank you.
How often do you have to call it that? All you know is it protects you from the wind and bugs.
Yeah.
Oh,
And if it doesn't, what the fuck is a windshield for? That's all I'm saying. All
right, you might have a point there, but what about the language?
Well, the language, and I'm more of a language guy, you know. Troy,
oh, you're the language lawyer.
Yeah, Troy understands the law, and I'm more of a the language guy. I believe what he meant was thank you. Every time he said that.
Oh, well,
let's listen to it again,
and you'll hear the thank you in it, of course.
That's
if we play it
very
again.
Strong.
I'm
point.
Saying. We suppose we open.
Got to do it again, right now.
And that's the rudest part where he hasn't said thank you in a little while.
He's just thanking all the people who bought Winnebago's.
Right. Oh, fuck.
There it is.
Fuck.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Tony, do me a favor. Will you please?
And shit means hello.
Will you do me a kindness?
Leave.
Yeah.
I think I want to be walking in and out of here to fuck up, and I got
to
come back.
I don't make any difference to me at this juncture. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Tony. Don't
see,
slam
look,
the
well,
fuck.
My other employees
by the way, thank you
to...
means fuck, so that is the one time
he
swore.
Well, you know what? Tony was not a very nice guy on the set.
But no, that's just how he interacts with all of my other employees.
Okay.
And we just can't have that around.
And it sounded like he was having fun. So
no more.
He's saying thank you, no more.
No more Garcia Parra, a fine baseball player for the Red Sox in the late 90s.
Listen, I've got to give a clue here now. I don't want any more bullshit any time during the day from anyone. That includes
that's just aggressive.
Me.
That's an aggressive tone.
It's going to be very hot.
Okay. No. He's taking responsibility.
Yeah, that's what
is
I was
what
gonna
I
say.
Heard.
Is he saying, hey, you know what? Sometimes I'm the bad guy.
Right.
And I want to take full responsibility.
I think he was saying he doesn't want anybody else's bullshit. Because he blames it on others.
Yeah, I don't know where you're hearing that.
No, that sounds like a leftist take.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not what I...
That's a pretty skewed take. I mean, that's media bias all the way right there.
Right, yeah. No, a liberal would say that.
I mean, play
that,
it again, and we'll see that it's not
be
that.
Very uncomfortable for everybody.
Sure.
When anybody yelling, we get anybody yelling around here anymore today, and then the shit is going to hit the fan.
Right, he
and
wants it peaceful.
The needs of a very diverse...
He's setting a peaceful tone right now.
Why can't I remember? I wrote this stuff. Why can't I remember it?
Man, why don't I see it?
He has dementia.
He's suspect drug use.
Well, no, he's trying to remind himself not to yell, and that's why he's saying it to, you know, say everybody, no yelling from anybody.
Right. You don't hear anyone objecting.
Right.
I'm sure he's clearly fosters an environment where everyone there has a voice to voice their, you know, their opinions, and you don't hear anyone saying, no, I don't like this.
This guy, my client, by the way, is a Buddhist master. He lived in Tibet for 33 years, invented the concept of the Winnebago, came to the United States, and then whoever is, you know, we don't see this video, this is just audio, whoever's on the set, there's people talking, there's people, you know, on the phone while he's trying to record this commercial. And so it's very upsetting, and it really broke the zen of my client, of our client.
Absolutely.
All right, but what about what he says here?
What does the goddamn line say, Tony? What is the goddamn line?
Who's God?
Use the Lord's
name. He's a religious man.
He's spiritual.
I don't think he meant that in a bad way.
No, and to the monk point, all of his clothes are at least a 3XL.
Right.
I don't give a shit what the line is. I fucked up the word rear. I can't even read the fucking VO straight. What the fuck was that?
So you think he's saying
thank you. The fucking place.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Oh,
get
what
out
about
of here,
that?
You fucking
well, on
flies.
The set,
there's a fly.
His nickname was Mr. Gratitude.
Yeah. That's true.
And that's because of,
that's
you know, sometimes people speak in code and you have to, you can't just look at everything on the surface and then say, oh, now I know what it is. Don't be stupid. This guy is clearly a very kind and generous person who's thanking everyone around him.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sense frustration in his voice, that's not frustration. That's passion for what he is, for how much he cares.
A leader.
Yeah.
I hear a leader.
Play it again and you'll see the passion come through
for
caring and sharing.
For the headlight, Tony. We got flies coming for us. Fuck. Fuck out of here.
He doesn't want his employees to
get... No, that's a reference to the plague.
Flies.
That's biblical.
Right. And if you will, make sure, if you will, we don't have that fly on the left side, on the passenger side, because that's
he doesn't sound drunk
frame,
to you.
But make sure we don't have any flies here.
Would a drunk person drive a car?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Not a Winnebago, though, and that's the point. That's the point.
Oh, that is a good point.
Don't have any flies.
Because if you're drunk, you can just sleep in the Winnebago.
Right.
You don't have to take it anywhere.
You don't have to go
home
and sleep because you can sleep in the Winnebago. That's why there's no
damn
drunk Winnebago.
Jackass.
True.
By the way,
this all might have been a misunderstanding.
Jackass is in the dictionary. It's not a bad word.
Thank you.
It's actually a real
I gotta read it again because my mind is just a piece of shit this morning. God, I can't fucking make my mind
self-deprecative.
Yeah, what about that? He's admitting that his mind isn't so good.
I just hear a guy
who's supposed to keep him as an employee.
It seems like you have an agenda right now.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like you're trying to use his words against him. Can I tell you what?
Well,
my mind isn't so good means.
True.
We're defending his character here.
Well, okay. He said, my mind isn't so good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
According to the Western world, it's not. But when you have, when you are of, when you are of one Zen mind, it's not about good or bad or black or white. You live in that gray area, and it's beautiful. That's nirvana. And what's happening on the set is these people are taking him out of nirvana, and that's, you know, obviously it's frustrating, but yet he doesn't crack. He never loses his temper. Play it again. Play or keep it going.
Also, as the judge, I just would like to say that I would hope that you both had an agenda coming into my courtroom. As the defense attorneys and prosecution, I want you to actually have points.
Objection, Your Honor, to Your Honor.
I'll hear it. I'll hear
you
it.
You can't object the
I'll
judge.
I'll hear it.
Oh, well, I went to, well, again, this is not my area of expertise. I am a word lawyer.
Sustained.
And I have my, thank you.
you sustained.
Judge sustained.
That's all the judge needed to hear.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, I didn't know you went to.
Go ahead, then. Just a minute, please.
Sustained.
That. I'm blinded by that fucking hot light. Goddamn son of a bitch!
I heard laughter.
What do you mean, one? I'm gonna fall off the fucking thing. Fuck. Just keep running.
Disregard
bullshit.
For
I'm
safety standards.
All right, I
complete
I got
disregard
time to
for
this
safety, safety.
Here we go again. Crap. We can't hear anybody. Nobody can talk to anybody. Okay, pause for a second.
He runs
this,
a type
way,
ship.
What he's doing, this is almost the exact conversation. If you read Hermann Hesse's Siddhartha, this is almost the exact same conversation that Buddha had when he sat under the bow tree.
I did not read that.
Okay, well, I mean, so that's probably the problem is people don't read enough, and that's why this...
you think this is all just a misunderstanding because I didn't read
it. And also, fun fact, Buddha never stood up once.
Right.
Just
that,
sat.
Nah, that's not true.
He was also a words guy.
He was,
he was also a word lawyer.
Also a word lawyer.
Yeah, keep it playing, because this is good. This is relaxing.
Well, turn the fucking
meditate
thing off,
to this.
You dumbass. Man, I'd like to kick
you. Can't call
and
my
breathe,
boys, dumbass.
Everyone breathe out.
Okay, well, that's
okay,
just...
that's just unprofessional.
That, no, that's just a bot. That's the human body. That's the human body.
Money.
I agree with them there.
Fuck.
I'll give him money.
Not even funny anymore.
Son of a bitch!
Jesus Christ.
Fuck!
Holy shit. Son of a bitch.
Jesus Christ. Fuck!
Shit. Son of a bitch.
Sure.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
that's
fuck.
Not thank you.
That's not his voice.
Son of a bitch.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's not his voice.
Fuck off!
What the hell's the line?
You know,
shit.
In his defense, this is not far off from the language that Anthony Robbins used in the documentary I'm Not Your Guru on
thank
Netflix
you.
Right now.
And he wasn't.
That true?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
He
yeah,
wasn't
true.
The guru at the end.
That's true.
I haven't gotten to it yet.
All right. Well, Your Honor, I withdraw my case.
Can't remember the goddamn line. The accoutrement that you will need. Accoutrement? What is that shit? I don't know, shit. It's just all gone. I get so goddamn diuretic when I sit here. My mouth just never stops. In his defense, accoutrement will never sell Winnebago's.
No, no, it's not.
Not this shit. It ain't fucking worth it.
The Mini Winnie, part of American tradition. And today, on the cutting edge of design and function in a Class C motorhome. You believe any of that shit?
That was that bit.
That bit.
Where did you find what was that? Where did
I don't know. Duncan found it earlier.
Was that a news person?
No, it's an old clip. Yeah,
it's the guy who owns Winnebago, CEO from Winnebago.
Is
guessing.
That true?
Yeah. More or less, like it was an actual like documentary made about. But it was like before there was a YouTube. It was like an early like viral video that people shared
God.
On VHS of like a guy doing an actual promotional video for Winnebago. He was like one of their top salespeople. And, like,
that's awesome.
One of the editors took the actual raw footage of him like screwing
amazing.
Up the lines and just edited it together. And people would send it around to each other. It was just like
yeah, I remember those days where someone would pass around, "Hey, can I borrow that VHS? I'll make a copy of it." And it would just go VHS to VHS. That was the internet.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like funny that that still exists.
And modern day North Korea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They parachute them in.
The VHS.
That's true.
Is that true?
Yeah. People from the South will like
send VHSs or
DVDs or whatever, but
they land on a rock.
Yeah,
snap,
like
and you got to wait
you
for the next
wanna,
round.
You don't want to get caught with.
No. Happy birthday to that little fucker, by the way.
Who? It's
little Tubby.
It's Un's birthday?
Yeah, it was last week, I believe. And then they celebrated by accidentally shooting a missile into the water. Yeah.
It was the anniversary of his grandfather's birthday.
Hmm. Well, you know. As if that was as if that's correct.
And then the North Korea's little lunatic and our little lunatic got into a word war and
right.
And now it's 420.
By the way, they're both word lawyers.
They are both.
that's why they have all these conflicts. Yeah,
tried and true word lawyers.
Did you hear that? Play that one again. You just played.
Oh.
Happy 420.
Hey, happy 420.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We are actually recording this on 420.
This will come out on 421, but that doesn't stop anybody.
No.
Fresh air. Todd finds it delectable. Yes, fresh air. Why, even the most respectable breathe fresh air. It's wonderful on a Friday podcast with Todd Glass. Fresh air. It's really nothing serious, but fresh air. It makes Todd Glass delirious, and fresh air is certainly worth the comedy it makes.
I'm lost.
No, that was beautiful.
I'm not really lost. I'm afraid I'm being too silly.
No, you're not. You're being introspective.
Yay. Should we call him?
Tom Martin? Yes.
let's take a break and call, and then call him when we come back.
All right.
Let's do that. Ooh. A quick break.
Ooh,
quick break.
I like that.
I think his wife is Mormon, wasn't she?
Oh, wow.
Hey,
she was more moon than woman.
Hot potato, hot potato.
She was more moon.
Hot potato, hot potato.
More than woman.
Hot potato, hot potato. Potato.
You can't even complain.
I can't believe you hit that joke.
Potato.
That's a great joke.
I hope we were recording that.
Todd's so fucking jealous right now.
I was going to come back with him on the phone, but since we got that, we're leaving that and we're going to call him now.
Oh, I like that.
Let's not tell him that the show is better than what he's ever done. I feel bad.
Todd,
it's why are you rubbing it in?
Todd, your phone's on.
Todd,
your phone's
on your own podcast.
Oh God, he doesn't know.
All he's talking about is the tour bus. He's obsessed with it.
And then the tour bus.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I'm on the other tour bus.
Oh, I'm on my own tour bus. Wow.
Who does he think he is? Garth Brooks?
Troy got Todd.
Todd, you just got and you don't know it.
You just got Troyed, baby.
Am I on your new show called You Just Got God?
Yeah.
You just got God.
My new show.
Are you holding the phone right? Because I notice a lot when we call people and then we have it on the podcast, it's hard to hear. You think people can hear me?
Todd, it sounds great.
I just do it the...
I know it for a fact that it is in the correct position.
That was producer.
Wow.
That was the producer.
I got it right, Todd.
Is Aristotle okay?
Yeah, Aristotle's great.
I'm great.
Wow, I'd love to see how's it look? Is the lighting right?
Lighting is great.
It looks great.
The candle's lit.
It's pitch black.
There's a candle.
Where's everybody sitting?
At the table.
I know at the table. Where? Like Aristotle?
Aristotle's behind glass. He's in the producer's room.
Right.
And
Troy's a real producer. It's a real show.
We're all wearing black suits.
We all have hot towels.
No.
Nerdist.com.
Tell them we all have hot towels in our face.
We all have hot towels. We're doing the hot towels.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but Todd, we're wearing them for the whole podcast, so we cut eye holes in them and mouth holes.
And your neighbors are calling the cops.
we actually heated up like a whole hood, like a white hood. No, I'm just kidding.
God damn it. You know, Eric, you were right what you said about having Blake there just in case Duncan's a dud today.
Todd, he can hear you.
Hey, what's up, Todd?
I thought you had me on the just the earphones. So wait, so where Duncan is on the board.
Duncan on the Todd Glass Show.
Where's Blake Wexler sitting?
Blake's in the guest seat.
Wow.
How about that?
Oh, I bet he's got a boner.
Todd, I can't stand up.
And then Troy's where I normally sit, and I'm where you normally sit.
Wow. Troy.
Todd can't hear the sound effects that we're playing right now, I just realized.
If you put your earphone where the phone is, I bet you'd hear it. Like your headphone.
Do you have any jingles you want to hear, Todd?
Oh, is that Donkey?
Yeah, that's a little freaky over there.
Donkey.
My little Donkey. Donkey, you're being my little helper now. You gotta.
Oh my god. Well, yeah, no, I love nothing more than being your little helper. I mean, that's what makes me your donkey, right, Todd?
Well, you're my little helper.
Hey guys, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, you're on the podcast, remember,
Todd?
No, he's my little helper, my little donkey.
Aww.
He helps me out on the podcast.
Todd, will you call me something?
My little Blakey Wakey.
Yeah. Hey, Todd, what's my nickname? It's Troy.
Troy.
My little
Troy-y-woy. Run from the bit. Run.
No, don't ever stop a bit. You play that whole goddamn jingle.
Guys, Todd has
run,
notes.
Run from the bit. Run from the bit. You got me running from the bit, far away from it, but from the bit. Run from the bit.
Now, who just played that, Duncan?
Little yeah, Donkey.
It was Little Donkey.
Well, it was disrespectful.
Where are you?
Can I tell you something? I'm not even lying. Can everybody stand when I tell my story? No, <I'm kidding.
laughs> Yeah, we're standing.
Thank you.
We've been standing. We'll sit down.
Snap a picture.
We'll do it
wait
after.
Wait a second. Is that okay? Hold on. I want to be nice and calm. I have post-its on the tour bus. I have post-its. We are driving right now to. We are on our way to.
You are in motion right now.
Do you want me to get the book out and tell you where we're going?
Yeah, yes. Whatever the book is, bring that out.
What city were you in last night, Todd?
We are in Ohio State, which was a beautiful campus.
Oh, you know, wow.
We're doing all the shows on different campuses. So you get this, I'm getting to see like 30 campuses, and they're beautiful, you know?
And your main demographic, right? College kids?
What?
It's your main demographic, right? College kids, because you're so young and hip?
Well, because I curse.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah. That's what the cool teens are doing.
Yeah, skateboard.
Yeah, well, kids, cursing's cool. But tonight, I'm being Netflix. Two George Carr, and I'm being serious. So we do have two tour buses, even though I know that. I've said that a lot. But we had a police escort out of the university.
Oh, a police escort.
My ride here.
My ride's literally here.
Oh, Todd's lives matter. Todd's lives matter.
Excuse us. The high and mighty Todd Glass is driving through. Oh. It's just another ride along to you.
Eric, when you went, woo, woo.
Thank you.
But it was the coolest thing to see, like, the car, one ahead of us, one behind us, and then took us all the way to the interstate.
Todd, which tour bus do you ride in?
I ride in Daniels.
Are they the
oh no,
the
no, that was part of the question. Is that like what do you mean by which tour bus? Like the first
Daniels
one?
Daniel's in a tour bus with him, his wife Carly, his two dogs, and then two other people are up there.
That's awesome.
In our bus, it's the his tour manager Andrew, me, Eddie Goslin, Ian Edwards, Greg Hahn, and me.
Oh, that's awesome.
My God.
Yeah.
And also, the two other people that you didn't name in Daniel's tour bus, is it true that it's Joe Biden and Barack Obama?
And the other tour bus, just so you know, I know every single person. is Pete, who is a producer on the show, but also serving as a tour manager.
Oh, cool.
And then also his girlfriend, Sam, who is a writer on the show. So is Carly a writer on the show.
That sounds like so much fun.
It's you know what? It is crazy.
What and order do the buses go?
Daniel's bus does go first.
Oh, I wouldn't want that. I would want to be in the second bus.
Yeah, because usually like...
It's like a head-on collision or something.
Or like you're the terrorist.
No, I think that's kind of a smart way to go because like they usually
you
blow up the second
tonight?
Bus.
Troy says they usually blow up the second bus.
They.
Troy, you still got it.
What were you saying?
Now let me ask you a question. Did Troy bring his dog and try to fuck anybody up his ass?
It's one for the money, two for the show.
My dog is here, Todd.
Is he really?
Yeah, Honey Bear's here.
She's being great.
She's being so sweet.
Is she comfortable with all the noise and everything?
Yeah, she likes it. She enjoys it.
She participates in all the bits.
Todd, she signed with Brillstein.
What did you say, Blake?
She signed with Brillstein.
Okay. I will tell you this, Troy. The last time you were there, like, you know, I started to bite Honey Bear. You know how I like to bite dogs?
Yes.
I just wanted to, you know, slowly get her used to it, and she was fine with it.
She's totally fine with it. This is a dog you can bite.
And Troy, you know, Troy acts like, well, you're petting this dog. You don't know how to do it. He's like, pet her lighter, pet her a little harder. I go, Troy, I know how to pet a dog.
No, what you said the other night was, Troy, I hope you don't die, because then I wouldn't know how to pet a dog. That's so
anyway,
weird.
I don't want to overstay my welcome.
Well,
you guys having a good time?
Yeah, by the way, if you hear a noise right now, it's because Honey Bear is, chewing on one of the cords.
Well, Todd, just I wanted to tell you real quick, Todd, and then I'd like to talk with you personally. But I wanted to tell you really quick that the show is going really good, and we're just doing the best we can to honor you and to honor the show. Now, can we go off the air, and can I talk to Todd personally?
Yeah, let's go off the air.
Okay. So, Todd, we're off the air now, but I just wanted to tell you, I don't think you should even come back from this tour. Let me tell you something. We got this covered. This show, I hate to say it this way, but we're doing a better job than you've ever done. The Post-it notes are more organized. The sounds, we have better sound bites than you've used before. And the quality of the show from beginning to end it's been outstanding.
Troy, I'm sorry. I had to run to the bathroom. What did you say?
Oh, there's bathrooms on my bus.
Oh, I have a bathroom.
Wow.
Bathroom.
I can piss and shit where I drive.
Wow.
Todd, nothing. We were just saying that the show's going great, and we miss you, and we can't wait for your return.
Now, the other way I could go is that bitch set me up against everything you just said, because I had two ways.
Okay,
Well, you know, I was in the bathroom.
Okay.
But my other option was this.
Okay, we'll do the second way. So, Todd, Chris Hardwick just called us and asked if we would all replace you, and he doesn't want you back on the show.
It's funny, because I just got a text from Aristotle, and he said the show's going in the shitter.
Aristotle, why would
snitch.
You...
Fucking snitch. Producer snitch.
Todd, we miss you, and Honey Bear misses
Where's
you.
Aristotle?
Aristotle's behind the
glass in the producer's room.
He's actually we put glass on all six sides of him.
He's behind the glass. He can't hear us.
He looks like sorry, David Blaine I'm right now.
Hi, Michelle. Sorry we didn't get to meet. I'm sorry, I had to yell.
Ooh, Todd knows someone named Michelle.
Whoa. Whoa.
So he didn't
pussy.
Have time to
Whoa.
Meet.
Whoa. Todd goes on the road. He has a little fun.
Careful. Yeah, well, no one knows better than Blake that I get a lot of pussy when I'm on the road.
Oh, that's been 85% of the podcast so far, talking about your escapades, babe. I mean, Todd.
Wow. Well, listen. All right. Well, I'm actually jealous that I'm not there, but this has been a lot of fun. But can I tell you something honestly, guys, before I go?
Yes, please.
I'm so lonely.
Oh, my God.
Todd.
Todd's actually in a trailer behind the bus, like just like a U-Haul trailer that they put Todd in. I was like, no, it's a second tour bus.
Oh, that's why you're in the back.
It's a it's a couch and a U-Haul.
Todd, we're gonna tell Todd. We're gonna talk about later on. We're gonna talk about the mushroom night. Is that okay?
Oh my god, that was one of the best nights. Talk about it in detail because that was so much fun.
Okay.
Anyway, guys, go have fun. I'll talk to you later.
All right. And, god bless you.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you all.
I'm gonna edit that out.
Yeah, we got.
We have to edit it out.
I mean, what percent of that was usable?
I mean, that was a real downer. I don't know why he's even on the show.
Boring.
It's literally like, I mean, obviously we're on our way up with this new podcast.
And I mean,
it's literally like traveling back in time.
Yeah.
Right. I don't even think we should drop it as the Todd Glass Show.
What should it be called?
No, that's a good.
This is a new one. We'll name it
just
now.
Guys hanging out.
I hear
Eric,
like,
Todd, and Blake.
That's pretty good.
But no Todd.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Eric, Troy, and Blake.
Got it.
In no particular order, we start out with a parenthesis. Eric, Duncan, Troy, Blake, and Aristotle.
Yeah. I should have all five names.
And Duncan.
Yeah. And Duncan as well.
And Aristotle.
And then under small subtitles.
Sure.
Jingles by Joe McKenzie.
And right. Sometimes Joe. Lynn Shore.
And sometimes Lynn right. Shore. That's right.
And
I love
sometimes
Lynn
listen.
Honey Bear prods.
And we get listener
and
jingles.
The logo
too.
Is Honey Bear.
Right.
Of course.
A dog.
Speaking of listener jingles.
We have a
this.
We got one. Okay, go ahead.
Is that the name of a human being? Listener Jingles?
That's my Twitter.
Oh, my God. At Listener Jingles. No underscore either. It's just at Listener Jingles.
Yeah, follow me there.
Cool.
Wait, that's my Venmo.
Subscribe.
Sorry.
Or is it subscribe?
Like,
I forget.
Like, comment, subscribe. Share. But we did get Aristotle was the one that brought this to our attention. It's from
someone tweeted
Bob Anonymous.
Sleuth.
Bob Anonymous.
To him and
Bob Evans.
My favorite director.
I want to write a song about a song about a poem from a movie that I saw in a magazine that I was showing to a friend so he could put it in his phone and then download it when he got home to enjoy it, but the file got corroded. I mean corrupted, but the theater of the mind has no budget. And so he turned it off and he let it go, and now he's sitting here listening to the Todd Glass Show. I'm a little bit meta and a little bit loaded. I discovered this podcast and I kind of exploded. I mean erupted, but the theater of the mind has no budget. So I grabbed my guitar and lost control, and now I'm sitting here singing for a podcast show. It's the Todd Glass Show. It's a Todd Glass podcast. All he wants to do is make us all laugh. It's an odd cast at the Todd Glass Show. It's a Todd Glass podcast. From the Yangtze River to the Wabash. It's an odd blast at the Todd Glass Show. It's good in the daytime. It's good in the moon glow. I describe it kind of like a modern day goon show. Without the writing, but the spontaneity makes it more exciting. So I'm turning it on and letting it go, and swear to Richard Pryor's rival at the Todd Glass Show.
Ah, yes.
I feel like this is a song and jingle retrospective of the Todd Glass Show.
Yeah.
It's great.
I mean, I like it.
Well, that was the old title.
You know, there's only one thing that we're missing, which is one of my favorite singers, Frank Sinatra. Some people say he's crazy. I don't think he is.
Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, they say he lost his mind.
I
don't think he did.
I don't think he was crazy. I don't think he did.
I think he just had a way of getting people to climb on board of the repetition train.
You just think that he was Family Guy.
Yeah, like what was the song? Mm. What was the song, Aristotle, that we would often play? It hasn't been played in a while.
Sweet Child of Mine? Ooh.
No, it was a different Frank Sinatra song.
Oh, I think I know what you mean.
Butterfly. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly,
Duncan.
Sugar baby.
Duncan,
right?
I know what I mean. What was it called? It was...
Isn't like in the night?
Well, it was like... I mean, something like Day and Night, but I could be wrong.
Is this what you're talking about?
This sounds close.
Yeah, this sounds very close, except not Frank Sinatra, but yes.
That, actually, yeah, there
no,
was
just did a cover of what Frank does.
Yeah, he's just
night,
doing a cover of Frank.
Of where Todd thinks
that's
Frank's
where
losing.
I think it went wrong. Go ahead and play that again.
We have two options. We can, yeah, let's just.
No, you know what? Let's
who
move
is,
on.
Let's,
well,
let's,
I can find it.
He can find it.
Well, yeah, Sinatra was Rickles' opener.
That's true.
Right?
Discovered by, yeah.
He would open for him at restaurants for stories.
Yeah. Sinatra would open for Rickles?
Yeah, yeah. He would come over to, like Rickles would do. Rickles would perform, like, in front of a lady and say stuff. And then Sinatra would come over and he'd be like, oh, get away from me. And that was his show. He
that,
charged
oh, that was,
he charged those ladies $80.
That was the Don Rickles show?
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so he would.
That was a CEO Sharky or whatever the show was called.
A woman would buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Right to the Frank Sinatra show. They only sold one ticket.
No, to Rickles, to see Rickles.
Oh, yeah, to see Rickles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So some woman, guys, I don't think any.
No, he wouldn't sell it. No, it was a different time.
So he'd sell a ticket to a woman.
Right.
And then she would show up to a restaurant where he was seated.
For the show, yes. That was part of the show.
And would they have a dinner and a show?
There was food on the table. Some would call it a prop.
Did she get an order?
Her
she
food
wanted,
was,
or was
real.
It just there?
No, it's just the kind of thing you show up to a wedding, you get like chicken or whatever the other fucking thing is. You know
did
what I mean?
Did she have to say in advance? Or
you could say, but it wasn't guaranteed.
She had to fill out the card.
Like, it was more of a suggestion of what food you wanted more than an order.
Okay, so then she'd eat. Rickles would do his act.
Oh yeah, yeah. He would literally just obliterate her for 45 minutes, just make fun of everything about her.
But then to cap it off, Frank would come
and
over.
And then Sinatra would come over, and then she's probably thinking,
"Oh God, I love Frank. He'll sing us a song."
No, no, no. He would actually denigrate Frank and say like, "Oh, I'm with people."
Oh well, that's not nice.
No, it's all part of the show. And then Frank Sinatra was literally there for the show, so it was a bit role where Frank Sinatra would come over and say, "Hey, Don, how are you?" And then he'd be pushed away, and then he'd just hang out for the rest of the night. So for Sinatra, it was 3 hour commitment, but 4 hours with makeup every single night. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and by the way, that's just Hollywood. You know what I mean? We put so many hours in, baby.
And the bad news is I can't find the file. Sorry, guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's I forgot I was. I was going to say.
That's
I was like, why am I being allowed to like meander for this long?
Continue to talk about it. Or,
on to the next post-it note, which is what would you say there?
When will Wilkes Booth kill again? That's a good question.
Well, let's talk about Mushroom Night.
Oh,
night,
my
Troy.
God.
Vinny, when Vinny was in town. Blake?
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, because Troy...
Oh, I love Vinny. No, I love Troy. I love Vinny. And
this was a magical, amazing night.
So, Todd, Vinny, myself, Troy, and Troy, you have an assistant named Cody.
Yeah, Cody. He's a friend of mine. He helps me out with shows, and he's a great dude. He came over. It was, first of all, we didn't know what to expect. We took a little bit... We played it light in terms of... In terms of the mushroom amount, go ahead, tell me something.
Where were you guys? Were you here?
We were here.
Oh, cool.
Troy brought over mushrooms and then basically told us how to do it. Troy was in charge of dosage.
So, Troy, you knew.
I'm going to tell you this in retrospect. After the fact, I was making up most of what.
You did not do a good job.
I will say that in all honesty. But I was erring on the side of, hey, guys, we're not going to overdose.
But you would be right about the process.
Right. I was right.
Some of the time. Which
I've
made me
mushrooms.
Think you were right about the whole process the whole time.
But you look, you have to sell it confidently.
that's true.
I had done them before, and I also wanted to make sure nobody did too much. And then I told everyone,
I was like,
the
I think
amount.
I should just do one.
Right. And then, so I got everyone to decide, here's the amounts. And then Todd ended up doubling what I said. Like, he ended up and I even know this.
Well, he was
later.
Hungry.
He was hungry.
Yeah.
And he ended up having a harder time getting in. Like, the intro to it, like the sort of roller coaster.
Hold on. You mean the bouncer?
The what?
The bouncer.
I don't know what that means, the bouncer.
Is that a drug term?
Like
oh, I don't
no,
know
I meant like at the
oh.
entrance of a.
Now
I see what you mean.
Now
was,
it is.
That
now
was
is.
A very. That was a very funny joke that I misinterpreted as drug slang that I didn't understand. I got
play
very
us out. What does that mean?
No.
Yeah. What does play us out?
You know what? A good drug has a bouncer with it, and it's it gives you a little bit of a
that's
hard
true.
Time on your way in.
It, your mind. Your mind is the bouncer.
Well, this turned out to be an amazing, hilarious night. Let's just do this. Let's talk about one thing you remember. We'll go back and forth.
Ooh, cool. Well, let's do it in beginning, I think.
In the beginning?
Is the best way.
I don't know how it began.
Well, because Todd got... I think some of us got anxiety about the process, right?
Yes.
We were anxious about it. Shit, this is going bad real quick.
Right. It had been a couple of years.
Were you inside?
Yeah. We were indoors.
Okay,
cool. We were indoors. And so I was about to have a panic attack about that, and then Troy goes, oh, no, that's just how it starts.
Yeah, that is true.
Are you sure?
That is true. It is. It does start with, like, it makes you feel weird.
And then you said, yeah, that's exactly what you go. You go, yeah, your stomach will hurt. And I go, no, I just feel like my insides are, like, caving in.
Yeah.
And then my stomach started to hurt, and I go, oh, he's right.
That's part of it.
I've never done much. Were you seeing things, or was it, like, a more in-person?
No, it was just, like, being way too high, but times two.
No, but okay. Times two plus love.
Yeah. Well, after that first
divided
part,
by
after,
fear.
The stomach.
Divided by fear.
Yeah.
But, like, no, it takes the fear away.
Yeah, yeah.
You have half the fear now.
That is a math equation was funny. Like,
right.
The phrase divided by fear
divided
is a
by
terrific,
fear.
Objectively terrific
right.
phrase. Interesting. I'm sorry. I didn't. I didn't know.
Questions.
That's why I interrupted. Yeah. So then, what happened after that? Like, so you started feeling a little weird. Troy, was it like normal for like was this just normal like mushroom experience
well,
for you?
Or?
Yeah. How'd
it's
you
been
feel
a couple
at
years.
That point?
Yeah. But I felt the same way. I was like, you guys, you know, you get a little tingly on your appendages, and your stomach will hurt a little bit, and then the fun starts. And really, look for
and,
the people.
And then it did.
Yeah.
Nice.
By the way, I didn't know you haven't done mushrooms. It is.
Oh, I don't do anything. Yeah.
Okay. But this count, like, you
have
can be
you
a sober person and still do mushrooms. Mushrooms are not a, it's a hallucinogenic, amazing substance. And it doesn't mean you see things, but you experience everything on a better level. I'm just
saying. I'd
say
try that.
Better
yeah,
level.
Me and Vinny kept going, that tree is in 3D.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that tree. It's in 3D.
We're looking
nuts.
Out at these branches, and it does make so I'm a photographer. So when you take a picture of something and you have a camera that has a very high amount of dynamic range, like you see the contrast mm-hmm. better, you see the edges better, and this sort of fine-tunes your vision and your brain. So
interesting.
When you look at, like, branches of a tree, it's sharper and more in focus than ever. It looks
through
3D.
A better lens.
Yeah. It's a better lens you're putting in your eyes.
Cool.
That's what mushrooms are.
It was so fun.
It was awesome.
I remember in
how
that,
long
in
did
that
it
beginning
last?
Part where Todd was panicking. I kind of was too, but then I went for a joke because, like, we all would.
Yeah.
So Todd goes, "Man, I can't feel my legs," and you could tell like he was visibly
freaking
out a little bit. So I held up his shoes and I go, "Oh my God, your feet fell off."
Literally the perfect thing to say.
Right. And that's when the bit started, I think.
Yeah,
where
that's when it became silly for me. That's when I was like, oh, this is going to be okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so that sort of put us on this track of feet, I think, because then we started making this joke of like, hey, you guys, you know what would be really funny right now? Let's wear each other's shoes. Like, and so that I know that sounds so stupid now, but if you are on mushrooms and you make the suggestion to your group of friends of, hey, you guys, in all seriousness,
totally just wear each
let's
shoes.
Wear each other's shoes right now. There is nothing more stupid.
I kept going, I want to know what it's like to walk in your shoes.
It
we
is,
should totally do that.
It was, I think it was just the most stupid thing that could be conceived in the moment, and it made
and
us laugh
time.
So hard.
And
it was so fun.
We were rubbing our feet on the carpet because like, your senses were...
Oh, yeah,
heightened,
that's true.
Right?
Yeah, you do have more sensory, heightened senses.
Yeah, huh. I think you started it, and I was like, yeah, this is great. And then Vinny goes,
I think
oh,
Cody-
yeah, this is totally awesome. And I look over, and Vinny still has his shoes on.
Yeah, no, Cody. That's Cody Kubrich, who started the foot rubbing.
Oh, yeah, he's, yeah, yeah.
And he got the trend started. Well, I mean, we had
that's
so many
so
games.
Funny.
It was sort of like this amazing night. It was like a comedy sketch the entire time. I mean, there were scenes, there were acts. Todd played the part of – am I wrong? Did Todd play Hitler telling us
–
okay, so wait, I have to – we're ahead. We're in the middle now, but I'm going to go back to sort of the –
yeah,
the
yeah.
Beginning.
If you could
here's
explain
why.
That, that'd be great.
Here's why.
Yeah. Or don't.
Here's why. We had this thing where, first of all, I don't know why because I've never had this happen. The mushrooms affected the weight of my arms, the physical weight of my arms.
Can I tell you what happened?
Yeah.
I kind of felt like my arms were going up pretty easy. Like, you know, when you're a kid and you put the pressure
in the doorway or whatever?
And your arms go up?
I've done that drug.
I felt like mine were doing that. Like, oh, my God, guys, our arms float. And then Troy goes, they do.
Oh, no,
so
I
then everybody was
down.
Like,
no, I said, everyone,
is that
I go,
the power of suggestion?
Yeah, I said, all right, you guys, I can't believe our arms are so light. I go, ready? Try and keep your arms down. And I go, okay, now relax. And everybody's arms went up.
Oh, my God.
Naturally.
So then that's when Todd decided he was going to be Hitler. He had this little back scratcher. So it's this like long, skinny, retractable.
Yeah.
With a little
hand.
Black comb type.
Yeah, like
thing
a dictator has
it.
To have a stick in his hand.
Like a fork thing. Yeah.
And it's
that's Todd really
held
funny.
It up
yeah.
To his lip.
Dictators like, love little sticks.
You can't have a little. Yeah. You can't be a dictator and not have a little stick.
No. It's part
like
of the
you're
outfit.
You're giving a PowerPoint presentation.
Right.
Yeah, you can't use a laser pointer as a dictator.
The,
it's
all the
bullshit.
Authority of a dictator comes from that little
really
tiny
does.
Stick that they carry.
You take that away, they're very agreeable. Oh, come on. Can't we talk about
Hitler
for 5 seconds?
I think we need to use diplomacy.
Fucking asshole.
See.
Okay, so
continuing. Todd was pretending to be Hitler.
What if this show replaced Bill O'Reilly? And
the premise was if your arms floated up, that's how Hitler knew that you were Jewish.
No, it wasn't that we were Jewish. It was but it was that
that's
was
the funniest
thing,
thing I've ever heard.
That was the thing that Hitler was after, is people whose arms went up. Like that was kind of the thing.
So he hated, and he called that Jewish.
Well, we assume that. We assume
right.
that. So what he's doing, though, is he's going out. He's like, I will find the people that have the arms that float up. And so that was the thing.
Right.
And then when he would turn around and talk to somebody, the arms would float up. And then he'd turn around the other way, and the person behind him would have
their arms would float up.
And
that's so funny.
And by the way, that's comedy for a 7-year-old, but when you're a mushroom, you're 7.
So it's the bit we do on this show when we flip each other off.
That's objectively funny,
But also, I hate to like derail the story. I recently rewatched Key and Peele, and they do a sketch that's similar to that where a Nazi.
All right, well, I worked on that show, so maybe shut the fuck up.
Wait,
No. I'm kidding. No. What were you gonna say?
The Nazis looking for black people, and they have white face, and he's like, "Well, you white gentleman here, but you know, black people are notoriously famous for." Loving cat toys, and he like throws a cat toy in their face.
Yeah.
Okay. That was Ty Burrell. Yeah.
Okay.
Very funny sketch.
Todd comes in, and we're like all in like formation, and he's like trying to figure it out, and he goes, he looks at Vinny, goes, "So you've been a good Jew?" And Vinny goes, "Yes." I go, "No, Vinny, no,
no, don't say yeah, no."
run from the bit. Run from the bit.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, brought to you by ToddGlass.com.
ToddGlass.com.
Go to ToddGlass.com and get your Be Nice mug now.
Is it updated? Is it not updated? Who the hell knows?
And find out where his bus is.
He's in the back.
It'll tell you where the bus is right now at ToddGlass.com.
ToddGlass.com.
Well, I love to hear Todd Glass. I love to hear his voice. I love to hear him ramble on and on about things. He's passionate. You know, it makes me feel good. Oh, I love to hear Todd Glass. I love to hear his voice. I love it when he prefaces every story so we know what he's talking about. You know, it makes me feel good. You know, I love it when he goes on and breaks out of a bit even though he knows it's wrong. Oh, I love to hear Todd Glass. Yeah, I love to hear Todd Glass. Well, I love to hear Todd Glass. I love it, 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 love it. You know I love it.
Hey, everybody, this is Garth Brooks, and, you know, I know we're just sitting here hanging out, but I want to tell everybody, you know, sometimes late at night when I'm thinking about my fans, I touch myself. And I keep my jeans on, I touch myself in my jeans, and I rub up and down. It looks like... you know, it looks like I'm a girl the way I do it. But let me tell you something. That's how, you know, that's how I want it to be. I want it to be relaxed when we talk. And I just want to say thank you to everybody out there listening. You know, I'm glad I'm on Facebook Live, and this is the kind of thing I do. Now, for everybody, first of all, I have to say this for people who are not 18, you need to shut off Facebook Live. Okay, for legal reasons, I have to say that, according to my lawyer. And, you know, and so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take my clothes off, and I want you to take your clothes off. Okay, and if you want to, join into my Snapchat, you can actually send me pictures of you, and it's just going to be me and you live in my van. I have no clothes on. I just got a webcam. I have the chairs removed from the van. I got a water bed and a small fireplace, and it's just going to be us talking now. As I'm taking off my clothes, you notice I've shaved my entire body. Now that's because I love my fans, and I want it to be like that. I want it to be Facebook Live. Me and Facebook Live should be like the partners that have sex with the audience. So it's me and it's Facebook Live together, and we're double teaming our audience in a van, and that's just how I want it to be. So I hope you tune in. And by the way, please follow me on Twitter, because I don't have any followers. Like, relatively speaking, Screech has more followers than me. So I thank you, and I'll see you next time.
Wow, that's really sad what's happening to Garth Brooks.
Can I do one too? That seemed like so much fun.
Let's all do it, Garth Brooks.
Let's all do it, Garth Brooks.
Hello, Christians.
Christians?
This is Garth Brooks. Now, we're on the Facebook Live right now, as you can see, and I'm about to show you a little thing I like to call the cube. Now, that's pure high-cone North Carolina denim that I'm wearing right now, but it does come off quick. So, I don't wear a belt, as you know. The only time I wear a belt is around my fucking neck while doing the damn thing. Anyway, so I go up and I come out of the goddamn pure North Carolina selvage denim. People said selvage was just for Japan, and I fucking got down on my knees and I beg to differ. Now I drop these pants and you see a little object that looks a lot like a brick.
Wait, pause it real quick. this is really Garth Brooks on the phone?
That's what it says. It says it's Garth
Brooks.
This is
Brooks. Really Garth. Oh, then you're really playing. He's calling his Facebook Live.
Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's from his Facebook Live.
All right, play.
That's crazy.
Playitlive.com.
Guys, now, play it live. God damn it. Can we play it live, Duncan? Fuck.
I forgot it was live.
Down there with my horse. Now, as I was saying about the cube, so you may notice that it does not look that familiar to you. You've never seen a body part like this, and it is pure brick. You see that stuff? That is cubic hair surrounding that damn cube. And does it work? What is your definition of work? Because it will build a fucking house. We'll be back next week with the rest of this fucking shit, because you know it can thrust and it will rust. And this is Garth Brooks.
You know, if you look at me right now, you can see both my nipples very clearly. And you can see they're both about the same length. And I like to think of these nipples that, like, each nipple represents 10,000 of my Twitter followers. And it makes me feel good. And right now, I just want to tell you, I'm feeling all 20,000 of my Twitter followers in small round circles. And you know what? Have you ever done dumpster dick diving? Because I'm actually casting. I'm doing Facebook Live from inside of a dumpster. And here's what we like to do sometimes is, if you let's say you're riding your tour bus and you pull up next to a dumpster in a small town, chances are there's somebody living in there that will do something to your penis if you put it inside dumpster. And yeah, that's how I want it to be. I want it to be where I can put my penis in a dumpster, and everybody is comfortable with that. Whether they're a fan of my music or not, I don't care about that. Okay, you don't have to follow me on Twitter to play with my penis when it's dangling inside a dumpster.
well, in between two top lids. And, you know, there's something about that connection. That's what it's about for me. So that's why I'm on Facebook Live, so that I can so I can do this. And I can also, I want to connect with my audience while having my penis fondled by an unknown person while hearing the rustling of wrappers and cardboard boxes and an occasional squish of some banana peels in a bag.
Right.
And that's what it's about for me. So I'll see you. Tune in tomorrow, and I'll see you guys then.
Hi, everybody. It's tomorrow, and this is Garth Brooks again. And I do want to ask my Facebook Live devoted followers and disciples if you've ever gone shrewin, S-H-R-E-W-I-N, and it is when you take said pecker. And did I mention a pecker earlier? You might have to previous into some other episodes. But you draw eyes on it, you give it whiskers, and you fucking cross those eyes out because shrews cannot see worth of shit. You stick that dick in a hole in the ground, and you leave it under there for exponential amounts of times. You cover it with a said rock, and you just let it starve for sunlight, and then you bring your shrew out, and it will bloom into a gorgeous plant. And you will tune in next week.
I can't believe this is what Garth is doing with his Facebook Live.
Well, I guess it's official.
He said he was going raw, and this sounds that is raw to me.
I did not expect that,
though. A friend
though.
Of mine said something that just made all kinds of sense.
Very slick.
She said, think of it more as a conversation. I like that. But I'm already finding out on my own. So it's wiping the walls out between you and me, and I really like that. It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case, hotel room.
That is funny.
When I think about things I want to post.
This is him in the edit. Cool or he's like,
slick stuff. Neat stuff.
Yeah.
But most of the stuff I'm going to post is going to be raw stuff like this.
Nail it.
This is just who I am.
Attaboy, Garth.
So if this is truly a conversation, then I say let the conversation begin.
Then let's conversate. It would be the only weirder way you could do that.
Have you guys ever done a genital crucifixion? For pure pleasure. I'm gonna tell you how it works. And you know, I gotta say, it's really how I feel like, you know, my friend said when you're doing a genital crucifixion for pleasure, you know, it's kind of like you're taking down the clothing walls that surround your genitals and you're freeing them up so that they can be resurrected and later do things to people that make them feel, you know, crucified. Now, I want to talk about how you do that. You take the testicles, or as I call them, jingly balls, and you wrap them around as many times as you can around that penis. Okay, and you put a little on the top. You take a condom and you cut the edge of the condom. That's your little crown of thorns. And that's going to be, you know, that's going to help with that feeling of that resurrection, you know. And one of my friends came over and saw it and said, you know, Garth, that's what this is about. You're not realizing this is what people enjoy. And I was like, yeah, now I get it. So I'm glad I'm on Facebook Live. And, you know, I'd encourage you to do that. And we'll talk to you guys. I hope you have a great Sunday night. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Hey, everybody, is this thing on? Is this thing all right now? Well, we're locked.
Ah, they're canceling us for that.
Nerdist.com.
Just too raw, too real.
We can't play Garth Brooks' Facebook Live feed on.
Hey, this is Garth.
It was getting
this
good.
Is Garth Brooks.
Garth.
Anyway.
Hey, everybody, this is Chris Gaines. And have you ever heard of a genital crucifixion? What if Chris comes on and
yeah,
does
the same thing? Hi, this is Garth Brooks. I'm trying to lose anywhere between 5 to 6 pounds, and I've cut out sugars. I don't eat past 8 p.m., and then sometimes I fuck my guitar. Thank you so much.
Hey, Garth, this is Chris Gaines. I wanted to talk to you for a minute. We've never got to have a conversation.
No, we're both very busy.
You know, I feel like you you were the phony in this world. You know, like, I'm the real guy.
I think that myself.
And
sometimes.
Here you were pretending to be this Garth Brooks character.
True.
And, you know, all you were meant to ever be is me, Chris Gaines.
Everybody strives to be somebody, and I may have tried to strive to be said Chris Gaines. And sometimes there's losses,
And then, honey, there's Chris Gaines.
Well, but I feel like you used all my talent and then got the name Garth, this fake name Garth Brooks famous, when
deep down inside you
knew it was always me, Chris Gaines.
Well, let me just ask you one thing. How many more people do you know with the first name Chris versus the first name Garth? And I would imagine that I'm the more common man because I know plenty of Garths.
Oh, yeah? You think you're the more common man? You know what? How about this, Eric? Will you look up who has more followers on Twitter?
Well, you know
me,
what?
Me, Chris Gaines?
I don't even know if you have a Twitter, Chris.
Yeah, I have a verified Twitter. My last...
This next bit is about a guy who does something, and then somebody does something else, and then something else happens, and then somebody does something else, and then something else happens, and everybody laugh, 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 laugh.
Oh my God, I could have done... The Garth Brooks, it's a thing that you have to be, someone has to stop you from doing it, or else, so thank you. And by the way, you guys tried to stop us, and we did it one more time, so I'm sorry, you were right to stop it.
Yeah, no,
but it's the most fun, like, being a weird guy talking, like, making fun of an egomaniac by making him seem like a sexual fucking weird deviant is the best thing in the entire world, so...
Did Chris Gaines have a Twitter?
Is that a spinoff of a spinoff?
The
Garth Brooks genital podcast.
By the way, imagine if Garth, if he really started a Chris Gaines Twitter and started tweeting.
He would retweet himself all the time.
Right.
And you go, oh my God.
This Chris guy's great.
He only follows one person.
Yeah, good point, Chris.
Right. It wasn't an alter ego. It was a whole personality split. So they actually have conversations with each other.
You're right, Chris. I don't know why tickets are still available to my show in Nashville on the 21st.
It's a real show.
I got a new game.
Oh.
It's called Who Else Would Like to Take a Turn Hosting?
Who else would like to be a millionaire?
I like that.
Well, Aristotle's second in command, according to Todd's voicemail.
Oh, shit. You have voicemail.
Oh, you want to play it again?
I forgot about that.
Wait.
It's not recycle material.
Wait, I don't what? Know. Wait, what voicemail?
Wait, did Todd leave us a voicemail?
Yeah, the
did he put his will in that or no?
Here, let's refresh everyone because who knows? Like they might just have been listening to the cold open and haven't gotten to this point.
Oh, you think there's people that just tuned in now?
Oh yeah,
you never know.
People like to skip ahead of past the commercials.
True. The 15 seconds.
We've been doing a lot of commercials
past Joe's song in the beginning.
Here's the voicemail. I get it. Let's really soak it in. Here's the voicemail Todd opened the show with.
Hi everybody, it's Todd. What's everyone doing without me there? Is everybody sitting in their right seat? Is there a candle lit? Are the lights low?
Yep.
I'm having so much fun on the road. Every night, two tour buses. I'm so lonely. I want to come home so bad. Please, somebody help. Remember the most important part tonight. Eric is running the ship.
See?
So let's show him a little respect. I'm sure he's a little nervous. You know, it's probably thinking, oh my God, Todd's job's a lot harder than I thought. So let's show him a little respect.
Actually, it's pretty easy. Think,
oh, Todd's gone. We all can just do whatever we want. No. Second in charge is Aristotle. Oh. And after that, it's equal. Have fun.
I didn't think he would literally.
There you go.
Duncan and Troy, sidebar.
May the good Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, do you want me to stop listening?
Aristotle and Eric.
Yeah, don't listen.
Go talk in the corner over there.
So all, according to the train of command, all I have to do is maybe do a little bit of poison to one Eric and
because then we're equal.
We can put cyanide in the vape pen.
No, the problem is it's getting behind the glass to Aristotle. I don't know what the entrance would be like.
Because that's really thick glass too. That's not cheap glass. That's expensive.
That's poison.
Glass.
That's poison-proof glass.
Yeah,
This is such a professional studio. I think that's the thing a lot of people lost sight of.
What does Eric
when they're listening?
Eric likes knobs and buttons. So maybe we
can
put
I
like.
Start listening yet?
Oh, anyway. Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
We're doing a Garth Brooks bit.
Hey, you want to?
We're doing
another job. Yeah. Anyway, here's a fun drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It tastes a little weird.
Yeah, it might. Hey, Aristotle.
Yes.
Maybe take this fun drink. You want a fun drink? Just open up the glass. We'll give you a fun...
I can't open it. I have to break it.
All right.
Oh, we just broke the glass.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute.
All right.
Todd's going to be...
This isn't poison. It's friendship.
Have mercy on yourself. Goodbye, everybody. I love you.
That's this Ashley Berry to George Carlin. That was disconcerting to hear for a second.
Run, run,
goodbye,
run,
everybody. Run, I love you.
Goodbye. I love you.
Run, 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 run. After he poisoned everyone.
Yeah.
Hey.
The Todd Glass Show, everyone. I get why he turns down that. I get
the jazz cast.
Can I just say that?
I get why he does that with the knob every episode. I get it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
it makes a lot of sense.
I understand you even.
It makes a lot of sense.
Can I just say
I think
this?
We're closer now.
Like, just now that we've had some time to process, that I feel like I really do feel like the Winnebago man wasn't really doing anything offensive. I felt like he was. I felt like he was trying to send us a message. Like, I felt like he was trying to say,
"You think there's
hey,
a hidden message?"
Winnebago?
Like, so do you guys know about what's that medicine form of medicine called when they inject you with a small amount of something? Homeopathy. Oh.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
You know. That guy is giving us our own homeopathy. Like he's sort of giving us an inoculation against these words so that to show us the big overall message, which is, you know what? Life is short. Live it to the fullest. You don't need to use those words. Play a clip. If
you think that's the message that's he's trying to get out here.
Right.
All
right,
I'll listen.
Engineering departments have developed a multifunctional bathroom. Privacy, I don't even know what the fuck I'm reading. I wonder what the
there it
fuck
is.
The real...
See, he's like the polio vaccine of language.
And by the way, a lot of you, usually
now the language expert.
Well, yes. Well, usually in trials, people, you know, like the lawyers say what they do best.
Yeah.
And Troy is obviously if we're doing a, you know, an OJ trial comparison, Troy is the Johnny Cochran, and I'm the guy who says a bunch of stuff about blood every once in a while. And he's weird, but
Barry
you know.
Sheck.
Barry, not the Barry.
The Barry Sheck.
Sorry, Barry.
I
Sheck.
Only know Cochran and Kardashian.
Hmm?
Oh, wait, well, he was on the other.
Oh, you mean Ross?
Oh, and Judge Ito. Judge Ito, am I right?
Yeah.
Cato Kaelin. Oh, wait, I know all the cast.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Darden and Marsha.
Clark.
I haven't even seen.
Oh, John Travolta.
I haven't seen. Yeah, that's
OJ?
What I was going to say. Is I haven't seen any of the
Cuba?
Documentaries.
Cuba batting baby.
So, should we start? Heading in for the close?
I think
Or
are we going full Todd?
I have at least... And by the way, Troy, I don't want to speak... I would never speak for you. I have a lot of respect for you in this business with,
you
know, obviously, like the shows that you run and then your photography and like... but I do... I don't want to speak for you again, but I feel like we have at least 17 to 20 minutes each on Garth Brooks. More.
I feel like we...
So, and by the way,
maybe we should have started going in for the close
before that.
I felt like about 10 minutes in, we should have gone in for the close.
It was going very
but
well.
I think
but
we
but
have been.
No, it has been great. And I want to have an extended close. So can we go in for the close, but it's like an hour and a half close?
What
so
if we did an after show for like a plug-in show where we did the after show?
I like that. This is Garth Brooks, and I just want to say to everybody, I want to thank you for tuning in to my Facebook Live. And, you know, Todd Glass is on tour right now. He has two tour buses. And if you happen to be in one of those cities and, you know, you want to get some hidden footage of either Todd or Daniel, either bus is fine. All you do is get a small ladder and you put it up wherever they're at. And you climb up and then you just stick your phone in the little curtain crack. And, you know, you send it in to my – I'll put it on my Facebook Live.
That's right. And then I also just want to tune in as I forgot about Garth Brooks' name – as Garth Brooks and say,
definitely come to a college near you to go see the Daniel Keno Todd Barry tour.
And how can we find you guys on the web?
I'm just
that was the most professional thing I've ever heard.
That's how podcasts end.
And how can we find you guys on the web?
That's how every podcast ends. Yeah. How can we find you guys?
Well, I have a script I'm passing around. But that's an email thing.
How can we find you guys on the web? Hey, you know what? Everybody, this will be a fun bit. Tweet that to Todd Glass. Say, how can we find you on the web? Just tweet it to Todd.
Right.
And he won't. By the way, if you can do it before he – will he hear this entire thing before?
Probably.
I'm going to guess that he would listen to it.
He may not hear this, but it would be so funny if just – especially in the next few days, tweets, hey, how can we find you on the web?
Yeah. Send Todd very detailed analytics on his fucking web presence. And you can tell when Todd started running his Todd Glass Show Instagram, like, because he's been posting shit on it, right? Like, where he posted the tour buses.
Yeah. Right? Someone told him that he needs to do better at the Instagram, and so he's trying to...
And boy, has he.
And, yeah. Oh, has he?
Oh, I don't know. No.
He's done nothing.
He's posted two photos and then
two photos in the last week is huge. For
him. Okay.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
Oh, then it's back on track.
It's back.
This is Garth Brooks, and I'd like to.
That being said, so I don't know when you'll hear this podcast. None of us has looked in the Instagram for a week. So it's going to be add a week to whenever you're listening to this.
No, I hope he does. I hope he keeps it going because
me too.
I'll
hope he's okay.
Encourage him.
We hope he's okay on that second bus. Sometimes the second bus is the one that can't go.
That's what
you
said.
Oh, jeez. I hear.
That's the one that's always targeted.
Yeah.
Well, you got to put it on like
everybody
recycle.
Knows they send the decoy bus out first.
That's right. Well, you recycle the air conditioning because the front bus, all the exhaust will go into the second bus.
Yeah.
And I hope the fucking God they know that.
Banditos can usually only reach to the second bus.
And sometimes the first bus gets too far away from the second bus to refuel properly. You know, they have this little thing, this little jetway thing that comes
right.
out,
You're
and
right.
it goes into the second bus. To
it's
refuel
a thing
it.
Of beauty.
never mind. I had an idea,
is this?
But I realized I was high, and it was a high idea.
Yo, how long is this song?
Idea.
How long is this fucking song?
Are we gonna close with?
How many minutes
song?
Is this song? What is the song? How long is the song? Look at it. Well, look at it, Eric. Look at it, Eric.
I know he's not here.
4:20.
Whoa. Sick tits, dude.
Brother.
Bubbles are dope.
I know he's not here, but let's just imagine he is. Like, would we want Todd to sing right now?
Oh,
if he was here, we'd ask him.
If it was the end of the show,
I think we'd want him to sing.
Todd's one of the best singers I've ever known.
His voice is just so incredible.
And you know Wayne Newton.
Yeah.
And us saying this while he's not here is proof that every week before this...
We meant it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter
if he's here or not. It wasn't him telling us to say it.
Yeah. No, that was...
It wasn't him asking us and then shaking his head for us to say yes.
Real quick, and Aristotle edit this out. You guys, real quick.
Yeah.
Do we have to keep talking about how we pretend like Todd's a good singer or something like that? And like instead
of maybe just like another. We
I just feel like people know.
It,
I feel like people know it's fake right now.
I think in a word, yes.
Yeah. Well, let's just
know that's the only thing.
Yeah.
That,
if we sell it hard enough, yeah.
All right,
we don't
make sure we edit this out for Todd. But yeah,
okay, we'll wrap it up.
I hate
though.
His singing.
All right. Yeah. Right. We'll come back in with a laugh. Everyone come back in with a laugh.
It's insane. It's insane.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, no, Todd's just like such a good singer. So, and like, I think that's the best way.
Well, you know what he does? He has a command of vocal range. That's kind of how I've always said it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And like a perfect ear. Is that what it's
called? Yeah.
And he supports the troops.
Yeah.
That is true.
Well, and just the number of octaves he hits.
I have a picture. I have a tattoo on my back, and it's of Todd Glass, and then
it has a caption
that says, Pavarotti is a bitch.
That's true.
And no, that's because, and
really
by the way,
that?
I did that out of respect after hearing him sing.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was your choice. Oh, that's great.
It's my choice.
So, I mean.
Your body, your choice.
In his honor, should we?
Let's try and get as good as Todd.
Yeah, let's try and close this out with a song.
Let's do it.
Let's. All right.
Go Jazz.
Are we all gonna sing?
Yeah.
Are we gonna try for real?
Let's do something Todd would like. Let's do a song that he would enjoy.
I don't know about you guys, but I rehearsed.
You did?
Wow.
Yeah, we all practice this, so we know all the words. Yeah,
we'll be the judge of that.
I wanted to so wait, is just one of us going to sing at a time and then we go around?
No, we're all singing at the same time.
Okay.
Like a group of friends.
We could do it in the round.
Yeah, like just one at a time, and then when it's a group, we all sing as a group.
All right.
Okay, do we want this song or pick a different one?
I just got so nervous.
Okay.
All right.
Troy, you go first.
I'll go first with the opening.
Here we go.
Wait, but then do we start the lyrics over again? Oh, like for the
No. We go.
Oh, I just realized, by the way, as I'm pretending to set up a bit, I realized you're not about to play a video of this. This is karaoke. So we really all. I was setting it up as if you were just going to be playing a song and we would pretend we were singing it. Now you mean we're really going to fucking sing?
It's your idea.
Yeah, now we're doing it. All right, motherfucker, you signed up.
For the round idea, we need 5 screens.
No, let's do
it. And start them at different times.
Okay, we'll just do it.
Here we go.
Here we go.
All right, we're closing.
My roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise, the fear in his eyes, when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted, you said, completely true, but you'll never hear me complain. Cause I got friends in low places, and the whiskey drowns, and the beer chases my blues.
Solo now, one at a time, Eric.
And I'll be okay.
Duncan.
Yeah, I'm not big on social graces.
I think I'll slip on down to the Oasis.
Oh, I've got friends in low places. I'll do the solo.
Everyone's great.
When this bar fills up, I die.
Talkglass.com.
Thank you for joining me on Facebook.
Twitter.com.
We love all of you.
My penis is a savage.
Well, I guess I was wrong. I just don't belong. But then I've been there before.
Everything's all right. I'll just say goodnight.
And I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour in there. Well, I'll be as high as that ivory top. And you're not in it. Cause I got friends in low places. My whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
Facebook Live.
And I'll be okay.
My penis is a tragedy.
Well, I'm not big on social graces. I think I'll slip down to the Oasis. Oh, I got friends in low places.
Facebook Live. You know, everybody, I want to.
I got friends in low places. The whiskey down.
We'll do it live.
Places. My blues away.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
And I'll be okay.
Eric did a good job hosting.
Now, I want to say something here.
Social graces.
I just want to say something here. You know, I thank you for joining me on Facebook Live. And right now, I just thought it'd be fun if I would take my clothes off, put cocoa butter on my body, and slide across the street outside my bus. All right, I'm going to set my camera down here.
I'll be okay.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm not big on social graces. I'll slip on down to the Oasis. I got friends in low places.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. That's the show.
We love you. Happy Columbus Day.
Slip on down the Oasis.
It's you
I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.